News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A thick coat of ice taking down trees and power lines in Georgia, causing widespread outages. Fox's Jonathan Siri has more from Atlanta.
The National Weather Service is comparing this to a severe ice storm that hit the metro Atlanta area back in 2000. During that storm, more than 300,000 homes went without electricity. So Georgia Power has been setting up staging areas for its trucks, and Florida Power and Light sending more than 300 of its workers into Georgia to assist them.
At least 200,000 customers without power as of early this afternoon. 81 deer from a Wisconsin game farm, which recently had a case of chronic wasting disease, have been tracked down in 8 states. State veterinarian Paul McGraw said yesterday the animals will have to be quarantined after they left the Wilderness Whitetails Shooting Preserve near Eland in Marathon County. A 5-year-old buck at the preserve tested positive for CWD after it was shot on November 4th. It was the first captive deer in 5 years to be diagnosed with the fatal brain disease. McGraw said all deer on the Wilderness Whitetail Shooting Preserve and breeding farms have been quarantined. The group has breeding farms in nearby Portage County, where the infected deer was kept from 2008 until the fall of 2010. Game farm co-owner Greg Flea said none of the deer shipped from the preserve had contact with the infected animal, and he was never receiving deer from outside of the facility. Marathon County Corrections Officer attacked by a prisoner nearly 11 months ago has gone back to work. Julie Christensen, punched by inmate Frederick Morris back on March 27th of last year. She remained in a coma for several weeks, and doctors weren't sure if she'd ever fully recover from head injuries. Sheriff Scott Park said today that Christensen came back to work earlier today in a part-time and limited capacity as she continues to recover from the incident. She is not assigned to work directly with inmates at this time. A pedestrian killed by a passing train in downtown Ladysmith identified today. He's 28-year-old Jacob Leball from Ladysmith. Authorities are continuing to investigate just why he died. The mishap occurred around noon yesterday on the Canadian National tracks. Leball died at a Ladysmith hospital. 3 fire departments had to battle a barn fire in the Portage County town of Almond. The fire reportedly started just after 5 o'clock, and this was at Highway EE near 5th Avenue. Almond, Bancroft, and Town of Hall firefighters were working to bring it under control. The barn is a total loss. Livestock and equipment not lost in that blaze. It remains under investigation. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Increasing clouds late, a 30% chance of light snow toward morning, low 7. Thursday, clouds and light snow, up to 1 inch possible in central Wisconsin, 2 inches or so in the Northwoods, high 29. Thursday night, decreasing clouds down to 5 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy and colder, high of 15. Saturday, increasing clouds and a 30% chance of light snow in the afternoon, mostly southwest of Marathon County, high 17. Looking ahead through the end of the weekend, Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, a 50% chance of freezing rain, sleet and snow, high 25. Monday, clouds and milder, light snow possible, freezing rain too, and a high of 33. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.